beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show, and I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Verloc, leader of the Psionic Brotherhood, master of the Phantom Frequency and the Psionic Arts. I bid you welcome to my show this evening. Tonight's podcast, Cognitive Cloud Systems and Psionics Technocracy. I'm different from many of the experts on psionics, insofar as that I do actually listen and contemplate what my students and colleagues tell me. I had a student a couple years back who told me to basically omit all fears of the future and instead seek out those advantages in the new system coming. Well, he was referring to the society, the New World Order, and globalism. So, tonight, I dedicate this podcast to my former student and colleague in psionics, Mr. Mark Kern. We're entering a dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. Yes, you've probably heard this introduction before on the old television if you've ever been a Twilight Zone fan. And, well, we are sort of in a transition of sorts that can at times feel like we've landed right smack in the middle of the Twilight Zone. Or maybe even in an episode of Night Gallery, or what have you. What we're going to talk about tonight is the strange and wondrous world of cloud computing, and more importantly, a kind of cloud computing wherein there is a joining of minds potential. Yes, the future is here, ladies and gentlemen. So buckle up and enjoy the ride. Psionics is taking on new forms, and I will delve into this now. So without further ado, let us begin. Industries may very well react, but might some companies truly adapt? What am I speaking of? Well, we're talking about response and preparedness, for one thing, both of which require solid information and the ability to interpret that information correctly. So one area of technology I hope to see improve tremendously is the cognitive cloud computing, albeit multi-cloud computing that is capable of interpreting ambiguous and unclear human thought, while then moving forward with the best possible trajectories for taking action or not taking action at all. That equation of action versus stasis has always and ever been a difficulty for human reasoning. With the evolution of artificial intelligence and people hard at work in the robust IT solutions emerging today, heck, it seems like every day there's something new. Well, perhaps we will see overall improvements to how society works. I think so. You need an example? Alrighty then. So how about response time to COVID-19? Tired of hearing about that? Okay, alright then. So how about a better plan of action for intervening the spread of wildfires? And with a non-biased AI, we might even, at long last, determine fires that are natural disasters, separating these from those infernos which are more than not likely man-made and intentionally started. And AI will catch those arsonists on our behalf. Seriously, folks, when one thinks about it, AI, much like cellular tech and the internet, AI is a double-edged sword. Or perhaps I might describe this technology with a better metaphor, such as a door which swings both ways. The only real difference here with AI is that AI can eventually be made completely non-biased. This plain fact resolves a lot of humanity's anxieties. To be clear, when hiring people for offices, the AI could potentially determine who is being discriminated against or not. The area of social injustice or racism vanishes in the wink of a digital lens that is unclouded by stereotypes and human prejudice. In time, the technology reshapes the world, and the world becomes a better place. Yes, isn't that what we've all been hoping for? Well, perhaps you've been misled up to now. Now, where does psionics fit into all of the emerging technologies? You might very well ask, yet I assure you that the answer is truly simple. All technological advances literally drive, or perhaps tow along, our psionics operations. And it is sort of like that. In some ways it's driving, in other ways it's towing along, because psionics operates outside of space-time. That's a complicated area I might talk about in an upcoming podcast. But anyway, something new created in science and engineering is simply, well, new grounds and improved platforms for the medium of psionics, which is simply psychical focus and intuition flowing through electronics and mechanics, patterns and circuitry, and of course, a variety of waves such as radio and Wi-Fi. Psionics is a glorious pursuit of bringing man and machine much closer together in a way that is truly beneficial to both the individual and any technological system itself. Yes, it also benefits the system. Not only do we influence machines with microkinetics and machine telepathy, telemechanics, but we also adapt ourselves subconsciously in our operations to become more like our machine counterparts, more focused on the task, solidly able to coexist with a continuously transforming world of technology. Psionics is essentially a very good thing, and psionics evolves as technology evolves, which means we are skyrocketing away from the battle days of low magic and paganism into a new frontier of high techno wizardry. We are going to evolve. The future is a good future for us psionicists. So that my listeners are not left behind in the remnant clouds of darkness, I ask you, my good friends, please purchase my book, Psionic Splicing, would you? Currently, I have a combo which gives you two books of psionic technology, and my staff covers your shipping expense. But this is for a limited time only. Purchase before January 2nd, 2021 to get this end-of-the-year special. And thank you. Thank you to those of my cyber friends who have already made a purchase to support my ongoing work to guide humanity to a better world wherein psionics is our salvation in an ever-changing and transforming planet. You may still be in disbelief or denial that the world is significantly shifting powers. Therefore, allow me to address some pointers as indicators of the turn of the tide around the globe. For instance, Russia has just announced that they are headed away from being the world gas station. Also, Russia is going to become a global grain supplier. And I am, by the way, glad that they are moving away from being a world gas station, because frankly I think Russia is a little too far for me to drive to get to the pump. But I did just say that Russia is going to become a global grain supplier. One of the biggest. China, as well, has just activated their nuclear-powered artificial sun, which is, by the way, significantly hotter than our actual sun in this here solar system, boys and girls. Also, Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technologies, Dr. Kibe Kim, is curating a briefing on the possible strategies of blockchain. Blockchain, which sort of evolved from Bitcoin, and it may replace older systems of payment processing and digital identity with a decentralized system. Let me say that again. Decentralized system. Well, if you think our projects in Psionics didn't work, hello, knock, knock. It's all been working rather well. Now, of course, there's the debate on the issue of how to governance, which always wages on. Can never get rid of the bureaucrats. Don't worry, we will be patient. I foresee a swift agreement just around the bend of space-time here. I believe one driving factor will be the key pitch of self-sovereign identity. Let me say that again. Self-sovereign identity. A huge move forward where economy and politics may soon slip out of the hands, yes, those greedy little stubby hands of political brokers and hidden bureaucrats rotting in their desk, and instead be within the power of the individual to choose what aspects about ourselves to share with others. Technology moving in the direction of freedom in parallel. But your social outlets and political figures aren't telling you this great news, are they? Well, perhaps it is not to their benefit or in their best interest for you to have knowledge of this potential individual power via emerging technologies such as blockchain. In any event, ladies and gentlemen, there must be reasonable consideration and more than a degree of gravity to all of these technical and economical changes in the world today. I urge earnest interest, because if we're not paying heed to the advances in technology, the transitions in business, and particularly in very big global scale business across the planet, then we are merely idling in a politico-dramatic SNS time vacuum. I urge my following to step outside of the grand theater of social disruption in politics to look out our own window upon the new horizons and peer into the not-so-distant future, a future in which the transition of power from the bureaucrats and their frontman political brokers, the politicians, to the laboratories and observatory, the facilities and the virtual cloud data of the technocratic elite. Therein, my friends, is our future. That way, ladies and gentlemen, this is our road forward and out of this labyrinth of madness and utter disorder. Before we get ahead of ourselves here, let us not forget that our purpose is in the continuous parallel evolution of Psionics. After all, the only real freedom we have is that virtual space sitting between our ears. We do not need, or rather, we do not choose to be born or die, but we do choose what thoughts to entertain, and some of us which thoughts to project into our reality. Thus, Psionics is your true freedom, if there ever was freedom. Psionics is consciousness riding along in parallel with the advances in technology on many, many levels. Where can we start with Psionics today while we're all waiting for tomorrow's technological mediums? Why, I'm glad you asked, or rather, I'm glad I imagined you asking. I believe we should focus on attention. Simply on reading machines and artificial minds, remotely, of course. We do this by means of the time-honored art of meditation. With a little practice, you could get lucky at this psionic stuff. With a little more practice, you could get lucky more often. And if you really, really practice, then you won't need luck at all. The Psionic Brotherhood is already a steward of the Nuosphere and society's collective spirit. Our one day, we psionicists may become the true curators of these cognitive components in smart machines and their systems, our system. This spells out purpose. As we were once caretakers of the earth, its gardeners, landscapers, shepherds, soon we shall be technicians and the custodians of a much more advanced, extended reality. As all things on the physical plane of existence first begin on the astral level and ripple through the ethereal web of synchronicity, I believe it is fair to project that psionics is light years ahead of science and technology, though we ride in parallel to the current tech advancements as a requirement for the medium by which to operate. Now, I should really usher my listeners with this seemingly untimely warning, but I assure you that my precognitive talents inform me that the time is now. While technologies will give us the tools for independent knowledge, so also will there exist very soon thresholds and gray areas wherein the ultimate control freaks will seek to micromanage your life. While some doors open, other doors close, and this one, the learning of psionics, is closing rapidly. What I am able to share with you today will be gone tomorrow, or rather, transformed. The means by which to continue this learning will remain open to those, only those, who understand the code and philosophy of psionics today, here and now. You will be wise to make haste and join me for the remainder of the coming year of 2021. Act quickly, because from here on forward, much of what you know will have changed. Psionic power. Prepare for these changes by learning and mastering psionic power now. With psionics, we can eliminate the controllers closest to us and then move forward with the rollout of the new system. Join me. To learn more about remote psychotronics and developing your own psionic mind, please read my books at verloc.com/shop and join my club at verloc.club. This concludes tonight's podcast. Thank you for being good friends, and thank you for being supporters of my work. And until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.